Let's touch on some controversy. I was looking at a press release about a apparently a mailer that was sent out about from the RNC. What's that all about?
Well, you know, my opponent has been sending out mailers that you know, that talk about jobs, and his citation has been this so-called independent organization. And in fact, in an interview, he described it as one of New York's most important business associations, and it's not in New York. Number one, it's not a business association, and it's definitely it's not the least bit independent. It's a lobbying group that is based in Tennessee, and it's called the it's supported by Karl Rove's Crossroad GPS and the Koch brothers, and you know, has strong ties to the National Republican Committee, and it's called the National Federation of Independent Businesses, which is, you know, just basically another one of those titles that is just there to, you know, we unleashed some really bad stuff with the Citizens United bill, and, you know, this is just another organization that's under the, you know, pretends to be something legitimate and, you know, is really just a lobbying organization. And in fact, one of its the Todd Akin, who was, you know, Mr. Legitimate Rape, as well as endorsing, you know, my opponent. And I feel like my opponent really our constituents deserve an explanation from my opponent about, you know, why he would be willing to accept an endorsement from an organization like that. And their rating in what they're, you know, what they're measuring legislators on the basis of is, you know, is completely phony. They rated me on things that I wasn't even there for. Four of the legislators, the four of us who were elected in March, all got zero ratings. So, you know, I find it troubling that, you know, that this particular faction, which we've been seeing throughout the country, is right here alive and unfortunately active here in the Hudson Valley.
So that outside PAC money thing is having an effect on